Black Friday, well, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best if they're poor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses too. Sheeps, that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Is the Golf Hour
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5
from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Will Doctor.
Nice to have you aboard. We're here live from Bentwater Country Club, where over 112 golfers are playing today in support of the troops through Grammy's Cookie Convoy. We'll hear from Eric Durovin at 8:30 and Andy Rise at 8:45. We now head over to the Progressive guest line and welcome Golf Week's Tim Schmidt. We're going to get caught up on, we'll do a little Ryder Cup review. He's got the latest as far as the chances of Tiger Woods competing on the Champions Tour in 2026. Got a couple other questions on the Champions Tour. They're going to eliminate Q School, and definitely want to go over a little bit of the Skins game and the Hero World Challenge. Tim, great to have you aboard. Thanks for taking some time here this morning before Texas hosts Vandy at 11 a.m. Central. How are you this morning?
Great, thanks. Yes, I'm about to head over to a tailgate party right now, and let's hope the Longhorns can, you know, it's been a tough season, but they're still 6-2, and this would be a great win for them today and still put them in position. We'll see. We'll see what Sark has up his sleeve.
Tim, I'm bummed. I'm gonna miss the game. I would love to be posted up listening to Sean McDonoghue and Greg McElroy and Molly McGrath there on ABC and ESPN. That's going to be a movie. I can't complain too much, though. I'm here live from Bentwater Country Club, about an hour 15 north of Houston in Montgomery, and I want to get to a couple topics as far as Tiger Woods and PGA Tour champions as Tiger turns 50 next month. It seems like Miller Brady was not interested in speculating whether Tiger would play in 2026, but he did tell the press that the tour would be ready for Tiger. What's the latest there, Tim?
You know, it's so interesting. If we talked about this just a couple of years ago, Will, I would have probably said, I just don't see it. I just don't see Tiger, you know, admitting that his stuff isn't as good as the best in the world. But it's so interesting, this most recent back surgery he had, which was done to alleviate pain. It was not done because it was an absolute necessity like the ones in the past. This is a game changer in a lot of ways. This is Tiger admitting, I want to live my life to its fullest from here on out. And yes, of course, competition will always be at the front and foremost of Tiger Woods' mind. You know, fame, not so much, right? Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau, those guys need to be famous. Tiger doesn't need to be famous. He has to have a competitive outlet. And I think that this most recent surgery was his way of saying, I need to get my body in shape to be able to just get back out there. And I think that may mean, you know, the PNC is something he loves to do with Charlie. I think that may mean that he does take this PGA Tour champion seriously in the future. And what a game changer that is for that circuit. If Tiger Woods plays 5, 6, 8 events on that tour next year, that's going to be must-watch television for the first time in champions, you know, in decades on the Champions Tour. So I'm not saying by any means that this is a slam dunk, but a lot of the things that have happened recently, the positioning of what Tiger's doing is kind of setting him up to be able to play regular golf tournaments again, not just majors, not just gearing up his back to be able to hit the ball and hang with the young guys, but to be able to play golf again. And I really feel like that the Champions Tour would be his best outlet to do this. One last thing on that, Will, you know, back in the day, watching Tiger meant, you know, watching him roll the ball 30 yards past everyone and then hit irons in and then make amazing putts. The last 5 years, including that 2019 Masters title, which was amazing, Tiger was 30, 40 yards behind everybody, and it was making, you know, it was hitting longer irons in and having to putt his way to success. He gets back on the Champions Tour, and it's the old Tiger. It's Tiger hitting the ball. He's not maybe at the front of everyone, but he's right in that mix. And I think that's something that he'd like to be back in. That's a position he'd like to be back in. So don't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he does play a handful of tournaments next year.
And are we underestimating the fact that he's going to have a cart, Tim? Is he still planning on using a cart? And what a help that will be. Can you confirm that it's really not the golf swing, Tim? It's the walk of the tournament.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is he'll be able to use a cart with the seniors. It's 3 days instead of four. It's all the things, you know. I'm guessing Tiger's not playing in pro-ams each week and doing all the things that other players will do. There will be all kinds of exceptions made for Tiger Woods because, of course, the rating will go from a .001 to whatever it'll go to, which is exorbitantly higher. But the walk is more important than the golf swing right now. But like I said, the fact that he had this back surgery that was, you know, an elective surgery. He didn't need this. This was just to alleviate pain. It kind of sets up that, hey, look, I want to get back into a routine of maybe not killing my back the way I was doing when I was trying to stay on the tour, but just playing golf again, just enjoying the game. I do think that a cart would be something that, you know, at the Champions Tour would be a game changer as well. But I don't, you know, if he tees it up at the Masters or at the, you know, the British at some point at, you know, St. Andrews or something, those would just be for show. I mean, that would just, I don't think Tiger sees himself competitively hanging with the best players in the world. And I'm sure that's difficult for him. That's not Tiger's mentality. Remember, like I said, he doesn't care about being famous. He cares about winning. And this would give him an avenue to do that again.
Tim, Miller Brady talked about preparation and how, you know, the advances in security, concession, space when Tiger's on property, PGA Tour champions has to be ready for that. When you look back 30 years to when Jack and Arnold and Gary and Lee were playing on the Champions Tour, it was broadcasted on ABC and ESPN. I mean, and when Tiger comes back and plays, it's going to be must-see television. Has Miller Brady talked at all about the TV deals? Will it still only be on Golf Channel? Do you think we could see Champions Tour make a return to a bigger network?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt that, especially if they do this right, if this isn't a last-minute addition, if Tiger puts together an actual schedule and plays four or five tournaments, and again, I have no confirmation that that's going to happen at all. I'm just saying if that is something that he's thinking about, I don't think there's any doubt that those tournaments find their way onto NBC or other places, back onto network television. As a matter of fact, if they play, and if they did this right, of course, he will probably play tournaments that are opposite of normal events, not signature events or majors. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they bump PGA Tour golf out. Remember, this is a guy, and I know you know this from following him, Will, and Charlie and I have talked about this in the past, too. I didn't see Arnie's Army back in its heyday. I didn't see what that was like. But I remember following Tiger at various majors and other players just being in awe of the galleries and the way that the whole thing felt was completely different. And these are tour players who are, you know, grizzled old vets who do this for a living. And when they'd come off, they'd say, you know, I'll be honest, I was shaking for the first few holes because I'm just not used to that. I'm not used to the chaos that comes with Tiger. That's going to follow him. That's only going to follow him onto the Champions Tour. This will be must-see TV. It'll be the most expensive tickets in the history of the Champions Tour. If this whole thing happens, this will elevate a tour that really, I'm not going to lie to you, I think Brian Rolapp is trying to show to the door. And wouldn't that be Tiger's another feather in his cap if he could say that he basically turned around what was kind of a dying franchise in the Champions Tour and turned it back into something that was really viable? That would be yet another amazing mark on his already incredible resume.
Once again, we have Golf Week's Tim Schmidt joining us on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Tim, was Tiger not involved with Team USA at Bethpage? Was it because some of the back operations? Is he involved with the for-profit PGA Tour and the future of what that looks like? Are his hands full right now? Why was he not at Bethpage?
You know, I'm going to say something so weird here, right? I don't know that Tiger is good for the Ryder Cup United States team. And by that I mean, you know, yes, I know the guys like and respect Tiger a lot, but Tiger is a very odd bird. And the way that what's made him so special is not the fact that he's the buddy that you want to take out and go in a foursome with on Sunday because you want to have a good time. It's the guy who wants to beat the pants off of you. And I think the only guy who relates to that in the field now is Scotty, right? Scotty's similar. Scotty's a nicer guy than Tiger was back in his heyday, much nicer to the other players guy. And I don't mean nicer. He's just kind of oblivious. Scotty's a guy who just kind of mills around in the locker room and doesn't even notice that people are saying hi or looking at him. He's just kind of oblivious to things. Tiger was outwardly, you know, off-putting to others. He didn't want to engage with players. He didn't want to be that guy who was chummy. And while I think he's obviously softened quite a bit, it's still not, that doesn't make him a great team captain or a great team player. What the U.S. team doesn't do well, and they didn't do well again, you know, look, Shane Lowry's a good golfer. When Shane and Rory are together, you can tell there's something magical there, right? There's such passion for something together. And I don't think the U.S. team has that. I don't think Tiger was really involved in this time at Bethpage. But I also don't know moving forward if he's the perfect fit for a team captain because of his mentality, which is just, look, go out and do this on your own. And that's where Ryder Cup is such a different animal.
Luke Donald has been an outstanding captain for Team Europe. Is Keegan Bradley going to be back at Adair Manor for Team USA?
You know, it's funny you say that. Well, I'm playing golf with him a week from Tuesday, and trust me, very first question I ask him in Boca Raton in 2 weeks is, hey, what's going on? We coming back? But why not, right? He's the perfect fit. Again, I had some time, and I think I told this before, but I met with Darren Clark down in his home in Abaco Island in the Bahamas about 6 or 8 months ago, and he said, you know, Luke's the perfect guy for this because when Darren came in, Seve was that guy who said, check your ego at the door. Check your ego at the door. Pick it up on Monday. When you're in this room, you're a team member. Don't be that guy who's going to pull this thing down. And he's the perfect guy to continue that European mentality is Luke Donald. He really did such a masterful job of that. He's kind of stayed behind the scenes. Look, I don't think this is Keegan Bradley's fault, but the story going into the Ryder Cup from the U.S. side was, you know, well, should Keegan have played? Should he not have played? Wasn't that an interesting selection? We love Keegan. He's Mr. USA. Luke Donald just stayed behind the scenes, kind of kept his guys in order, and what happened? The Europeans came out and once again played great golf. So I think if they go away from Luke Donald, let's put it this way. I think the European side would love to have Luke Donald back. I think it's just a matter of if he wants to do it. But I also think, why wouldn't he? He's such a perfect guy for that job. And the success they keep having, why wouldn't you want to repeat it?
Tim, great work this morning. Great to catch up. Enjoy the Texas Vanderbilt game. We appreciate your time and the latest as always.
Always good to talk to you, Will.
That was Tim Schmidt of Golf Week. In case you missed that interview, you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at the conclusion of the show. We'll be back after this break with Eric Derevin III, a U.S. Army veteran who served two tours in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. We're here live from Bentwater Country Club. Visit troopsproject.com to get involved with Grammy's Cookie Convoy and help support the troops. Back after this.
Mike Booker, chairman of the Texas Golf Hall of Fame and holder of a record number of Texas Golf Association championships.
The Texas Golf Hall of Fame is the foundation of golf in our great state. So many great individuals, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Kathy Whitworth, Ben Crenshaw, and many others, lead the way in making golf in Texas known around the world. Now you can experience the history of Texas golf digitally at texasgolfhof.org and share with your family and friends. See you on the course.
This is ESPN 97.5.